difficult was it to make those adjustments without having him there?
It was definitely tough. We didn't make enough plays on offense. And I'll take full responsibility for that one. Like I said, it just wasn't a great offensive performance. We had a bunch of opportunities, left some plays out down the field, didn't convert on a couple of turnovers of the defense. Done a good job of getting us the ball back. Just a sour taste after this L. Like I said, offense didn't play like the way that we needed to win this game against a very good defense, and I'll take the blame for that.
From up above, it looked like you didn't have a whole lot of options. Six sacks is kind of a reflection of that, too, I guess. What were you seeing? I mean, were you having trouble trying to get guys
free? We knew their front seven, front four for sure. We're definitely good at rushing the passer. It's my job to get the ball out quicker. But like I said, I mean, we've got to also be able to create downfield. There were some times when we did, just wasn't on the same page and didn't connect. Moving forward, we have to learn from that. I have to learn from it and get better. Take this bye week to regroup and come back and open up strong at home.
Did anything change in the second half, Tyler? First half, you guys 5 of 10 on third down. You know, you're moving the ball. Second half, it just seemed to come to a halt. Did it change anything?
Yeah. Just from the natural feel of the guys, I think when you come out and you go 3 and out right out of halftime, it definitely wasn't our plan. We had a specific plan that we wanted to stay on track with that we draw up at halftime, and that 3 and out definitely hurt us. And we have to be better coming out of the half, something that we haven't been that well at this season, something that we have to improve moving forward to be the team that we want to be. And that's something that's one of many things that we can correct from this game.
I think, just stepping in, had to fill the void there for Charles. You went through him a lot. Just maybe the effort he kind of gave you today.
Nick played his butt off. He got twisted up one of those plays that looked scary from my viewpoint, but he battled, he competed, and he done what we asked him to do. And I'm proud of him. Like I said, ultimately, as an offense, we just didn't get the job done today. The defense done a great job of getting us the ball back, and offense, we laid an egg, kind of.
Does that make it more difficult, just what you said, that day when your defense couldn't have done a lot more, 3 turnovers and such, and you can't. Do you carry some extra burden? I know you took the responsibility. Do you even carry that burden when you see the defense?
I mean, yes, definitely tough when those guys are playing their butts off and, like I said, getting the ball back, getting us great field position. It was a number of times in that game where we just didn't capitalize on the field position that we were given, especially after one of those picks. I want to say it was a Porius pick. We have to get points out of that drive. We can't go negative. We got 2 yards the first play, then it was a negative play after that. We have to get points out of those drives. There's no way that we should be punting when you get the ball plus 50. So a lot of things, like I said, that we have to clean up, and it starts with me, and I'll get things corrected and continue to keep practicing and getting everybody on the same page.
What's your level of confidence in this wide receiver group right now?
I have full confidence in those guys. Everyone's capable. Brandon Tate came in and played a heck of a game, was able to go out there and make a big play on the touchdown pass. But it's, like I said, it's a work in progress. We're going to continue to keep building chemistry, continue to keep knowing each other. It's a new group. I mean, we've talked about that. Things haven't been perfect up to this point, and it's going to still be some bumps in the road, but we got to continue to keep pushing through that and finding ways to win regardless of who's out there playing. Like I said, I have confidence in those guys, and today we just didn't play up to our full capability.
Has the big return down inside the 15-yard line, is it deflating when you only come away with 3 instead of being able to stick it in the end zone there?
Absolutely. Like I said, it was a bunch of times throughout this game where we did not capitalize on the field position that we got. We knew against this defense, against this bunch, we needed to finish those drives with 7, and we didn't do that today. It was too many 3s, and there was too many punts.
There was a play, the one that Logan Thomas, that it looked like it was going to be a touchdown, and you were pointing, go, go, go. Is that just a miscommunication? It looked like he needed to take that move deeper. He doesn't.
Miscommunication. Like I said, I'll take responsibility for that. There won't be any miscommunication moving forward. We'll be on the same page, alignment wise, and going out there and getting the job done.
It's admirable for you and the coach to both stay confident in this receiving corps, but is it unfair to you to be judged as a franchise quarterback, which is going on this year, with what some people are calling the worst wide receiver group in the NFL?
At the end of the day, I'm going to be judged on wins. Right now we're sitting 3-2, and we have a full schedule ahead of us. Ultimately, we have to do whatever it takes to regroup over this bye week and run off a stretch after the bye week. And that's all I'm really focused on, learn what we can from this game. Like I said, a lot of things that we can learn from and continue to keep moving forward and find ways to win. We got a bunch of tough opponents ahead of us, and we have to take it one game at a time.
Matt, last one.
Tyrod, what do you see on that interception on that last drive?
Just trying to get a ball down the field to Zay. It was obviously high, bad ball, interception.